This is Passport to Texas. The Guadalupe bass has been on the decline for many years, and it's time to use everything we've got to keep the state fish in our rivers, starting with the Llano River in central Texas.
South Llano's in pretty good shape. It's a really a good area, but it has its issues, as all do.
Texas Parks and Wildlife Director of Watershed Policy and Management, Gary Garrett, says in the past, biologists have stocked rivers with the Guadalupe bass. Now they're combining that with other methods, including working with landowners to create a more sustainable habitat. And all this isn't just for the fish.
It's working with landowners and getting them to understand they'll do A and B and quit doing C or whatever. Not only will that help the Guadalupe bass, but it will help them.
Texas Parks and Wildlife fish biologist Tim Birdsong says that's because both fish and people like healthy rivers.
The areas that Guadalupe bass are found in are these beautiful, pristine hill country streams. And then also the recreational value of Guadalupe bass is fairly high.
In other words, good land management protects the bass and can lead to healthier ecosystems, prettier landscapes, and better fishing for all Texans to enjoy. That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding to conserve habitat for Texas sport fisheries. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.